Unanimous consent, the bill be given its third reading.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate 130 relating to the state minimum wage and granting rulemaking authority.
Question is, Senate Bill 130 having been read three times, shall the bill pass? Senator from the 29th is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, we've got a pretty lengthy calendar today, but I would hope this bill would receive a lot of attention because I think there's a lot of people in the state of Wisconsin are dependent today on the action that we take. This bill would increase the minimum wage from $6.50 an hour to $7.25 an hour, and for the first time in our history, the state indexed it for inflation. 10% of the workforce would benefit from this proposal. Currently, there are about 250,000 workers that would benefit from this proposal. And about 75,000 workers now making the minimum wage would benefit directly from increasing the minimum wage, and another 180,000 would earn slightly more than a minimum wage and would gain an indirect wage increase if this happens. Adults make up 70% of the workforce making minimum wage. Working women are the largest group that will benefit. 92,000 children in the state have parents that would benefit from an increase. 21 states have a higher minimum wage than Wisconsin, and 10 of those have an increase for inflation. Before Congress finally raised the minimum wage, the last time it was done was 50 years ago, and purchasing power has been lost. If the minimum wage had been kept up with inflation since the 1960s, it would be between $12 and $14 an hour today. After Wisconsin raised its minimum wage from $5.15 per hour at eating and drinking establishments, grew at three times the rate of growth in the overall economy. Raising the minimum wage is good economics and social policy for the state. It will help those that have recently moved off of welfare stay off of welfare. If we want to reduce the amount of legal immigrants in this state, we should raise this minimum wage. American workers who will do minimum wage jobs if they earn enough pay to get by. Right now, the minimum wage doesn't pay someone enough to stay above the poverty line. Americans used to do these jobs. The only thing that has changed is the fact that the jobs don't pay people enough now to stay out of poverty. So the jobs go to illegal immigrants. The thing that bothered me the most, Mr. President, what's happening in the economy of this state and this nation is the wage gap is increasing. In 2005, the top 1% of Americans who made an average of $1.1 million a year received the largest share of national income since 1928. The top 1% of Americans saw their income increase by 14% in 2005, while the average income in the bottom 90% will actually drop. The average increase in income for the top 1% of Americans was $180,000. That means their increase alone is three times in the average entire middle income threshold. So, Mr. President, this is something that I think we should do. I would hope it would have bipartisan support. I myself used to work at minimum wage when I first got out of high school in the cheese factory. Back then, you could buy 3 gallons of gas for a buck. 3 gallons of gas for a buck. Right now, what you're seeing go through that is 2 gallons of gas takes the whole entire amount of minimum wage that's paid to a worker in the state of Wisconsin. So I think if we're serious about moving up the economic ladder of income success, we need to increase the minimum wage. And I don't see anybody in this body that would be willing to work for $7.25 an hour. And far too often, Mr. President, that amount that we put in the statute, that $6.50, stays there far too long, and the purchasing power continues to diminish. So, Mr. President, I would hope that we would all could support this. A while back, it took a while to get the minimum wage through when the Republicans controlled the majority of the state Senate. But even at that, that was too long in between. So, Mr. President, I hope we'd have unanimous or bipartisan support for this bill.
Senator from the 13th is recognized on the question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, as we debate the minimum wage, this is a very partisan type issue and has been in the past, and I'm not sure if the majority really thinks that this is going to make its way to Governor Doyle's desk, but you know, the bottom line is if you don't have a job, it doesn't matter how much you're making. And the statistics show that according to the Federal Bureau of Labor, 442,000 part-time jobs were lost last year. 447,000 full-time jobs were lost for workers ages 16 to 24. On July 24th of 2007, the federal minimum wage increased to $5.85 per hour and will increase again to $6.55 per hour in 08. And then in January of next year, it'll go to $7.25, all mandated by federal government. And the proponents of the changes argue that increasing the minimum wage helps the poorest among by increasing their take-home pay. But unfortunately, as so often is the case, good intentions have led to bad consequences in the real world. Because when you get past the partisan rhetoric on minimum wage and you look at the hard data, it's clear that increasing the minimum wage actually hurts those that it's supposed to help. And to make matters even worse, the laid off workers not only lose their jobs, but are also faced with an increase in the cost of living as a result of the minimum wage. So the partisan rhetoric continues back and forth, but the fact of the matter is, as we're on the eve of, as some have predicted, an economic downturn, to describe it in one way, some are using much harsher terms, the numbers and the data don't support it. They never have and they never will. And not only are those that are losing their jobs getting hit, but because of the increased cost of living, even those that keep their jobs and get the raise are paying more every day just to take care of their families as the cost of producing these products increases. So this is a bad bill. An increase here in the state of Wisconsin, or at the local level as some has proposed, never has made sense. It puts small business in a very difficult position, as they're forced to increase the wages that they pay and give that pink slip to the last person at the end of the line to make up the difference. More importantly, Mr. President, the majority in the state Senate has been on a campaign with job-killing proposal one after another. We had a $15 billion payroll tax associated with the healthcare, government-run healthcare plan. There's been proposals to increase the real estate tax, tax on hospitals, and now the majority wants to change the business tax laws to discourage businesses from locating here in Wisconsin, with probably the most high-profile case being Miller Brewing, as the Coors Corporation and the Miller Brewing Corporation try and figure out where that headquarters is going to be located. That's exactly the examples that we're looking at now, that the majority seems hell-bent on making sure that those businesses don't locate here in Wisconsin. And last month, they proposed a new set of regulations on business, forcing them to publicly disclose tax strategies, which will clearly put them at a disadvantage in comparison to other corporations in neighboring states. This proposal, aimed at eventually raising the taxes and forcing corporations to disclose their strategic plans, will affect 1,400 Wisconsin employers. 1,400 corporations that employ literally hundreds of thousands of people here in Wisconsin. And finally, the majority has not been satisfied with just individual pieces of legislation, but have now created a committee to do nothing more than look for additional ways to tax Wisconsin employers and force the loss of more jobs. It makes it clear that the majority party has moved job creation to a back burner in favor of huge tax increases. Though their proposal that they have sent make a clear message that you're not welcome in Wisconsin, and we face an uncertain financial future in this country, and these proposals certainly don't aim to protect us from that new environment. Thank you, Mr. President.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 130 pass? Senator from the 22nd is recognized.
Let me respond to the doom and gloom of the minority leader. 2 weeks ago, we gathered in Pleasant Prairie to welcome the Uline Corporation coming in. 1,000 new jobs coming into Wisconsin. They liked our business atmosphere here. They chose to come in, and that's just one example of how we are moving forward in this state. Thank you.